Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the green
bats tumble. Number two of USA Prepares. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. And Gwyneth mentioned underwear model. You know, she said that something like Meghan Markle was an underwear model and kind of didn't fit in with the image you might have of someone who was joining the royal family in Great Britain. Well, I never met this gal, but I received an email from her, and she was encouraging me to sign a contract that I had no interest in signing. And it was about broadcasting, and I'm not going to give you her name. But so I talked to her on the phone, and so I asked her, you know, what she did and that, those kinds of things, and she told me that she was an underwear model. And I said, will you come on the air with me and talk about what it's like being an underwear model? Because there are a lot of risks that a young, pretty gal takes, you know, stripping down to their underwear. And so she said she would do that. And I was going to do this broadcast not to hype the glory of being an underwear model, but the risks that a young person would take becoming an underwear model and what happens to them. Okay, as a warning. Something that maybe parents would pay attention to and say, wait a minute, you know, my daughter's thinking about doing this, and you know, I heard this broadcast about how dangerous it is. And that was my intent, to illustrate and expose the dangers of this particular profession. So we had agreed on the day. We had communicated with email, you know, coming up to it, you know, the week before, 3 or 4 days before, 2 days before, the day before, everything's go, 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 and she doesn't show up. And after the broadcast that she didn't show up for, she was a no-show, I called her, and I said, are you okay? And she said, oh, yeah, I forgot to set my alarm, something like that. Careless, reckless. And so she was a no-show. Now, did you ever hear her again on the air? Absolutely not. Why would I put her on the air? She's a no-show. No apology, no call to me saying, oh, I'm so sorry. Jeez, I really put you in a jam. You had to tread water for an hour or two. Nope, nothing. So typical millennial, typical me first, typical careless, reckless. So I decided there's no way I'm going to put her on the air. And that's been my position ever since. Someone doesn't show up for class, to teach a class that they've agreed to teach, unless there's a bona fide reason, they're not coming back. Why would I put someone on that pretends to be something he or she is not? I wouldn't do that. And as soon as I find out, they get thrown overboard. It's as simple as that. So this underwear model is just what you would expect. Just what you would expect. Now, if you want to see what she looks like, I'll tell you how you can find her. I'm not going to give you her name, but if you go to a search engine, I happen to go to DuckDuckGo, DuckDuckGo.com, and I typed in this, WWII, as in World War II, WWII, space, pinup, P-I-N-U-P, one word, space model. So if you type in WWII, pinup, model, three words. You will see her. She's there, and you will see her sitting on an airplane wing. You'll see her. It's a recent photo made to look like a 80-year-old photo, meaning from World War II. It's a young gal. She's got a cap on. She's she's got stockings on, nylon stockings, and she's sitting on an airplane wing. Now, there's several of them, and you'll have to figure out which one it is. But she's one of those. You'll find her. And she's not going to be on USA Prepares. So, that is my little story about underwear models. Gwyneth?
Yeah, it's an area that tends to attract people that are looking for money quickly. And it's, you know, when you get into that whole area, it tends to be a feeder into what would be, you know, the sex industry. So often people start out as being underwear models and then they get pulled into the sex trade, meaning prostitution. You know, this
yes,
is it.
Yes, I do. And that is exactly why I was interested in doing that broadcast, to help prevent young people from getting into that industry, you know, the Las Vegas style industry, which it's known so well for.
It's really quite sad, because if you meet somebody who has been a prostitute for, you know, 5, 10, 15 years, at the end of it, they're pretty hollowed out. And, you know, they either get into running the show, meaning they become a whoremonger or a madam, or they end up on the garbage heap of existence. And it's very, very hard. It's not impossible, but it's very, very hard to come back from that. You know, I can think of maybe two or three in the whole of history of women who have managed to pull themselves out of that downward spiral and actually make themselves a decent outcome for their own future. But that's out of the tens of thousands of prostitutes in the whole history of the universe. I can think of maybe two or three. I would say that Edith Piaf is one, who is a French prostitute. She became a vaudeville singer, and then she became a pop star and internationally famous, and really began to sing songs of beauty and songs of love from her own heart. That would be one. And another one might be Markina Markota. She is a former exotic dancer. I don't know if she still does it or not. But she has gotten lately into doing things like commentary on art and how to behave yourself as a lady, how to not be a disreputable. The funny thing is she does classes online on how to not be a disreputable woman, which is the funniest thing, but it's true. How to behave yourself as a lady, how to have proper deportment, how to dress properly, how to act properly, how to say please and thank you. But for most women, this is an area where it's very, very hard to recover yourself. And somebody who does excellent lectures on this topic, if anybody wants further information, is Dr. Jordan Peterson. And he says you know, things like, or he discusses more the area of sexuality, where if you are somebody who decides to join what I call the blue-haired brigade, and if you want to know what members of the blue-haired brigade look like, go on to DuckDuckGo and type in woman blue hair, and you will see them. I don't know why they dye their hair blue, but whether they're old or young, they tend to be feminist, they tend to be loudmouthed, they tend to be fat, they tend to have Dame Edna glasses, and they tend to be very, very lonely and unhappy people. And they tend to have about zero prospect of ever having a happy relationship. You know, there's so many women who would be beautiful women, and they join the blue-haired brigade, and they, you know, they pierce body parts other than their ears. They dye their hair blue. They wear really, I don't know how you would describe their clothing, like something you might see somebody strolling around in at your local Walmart. and they deliberately sabotage their own futures, and they don't know that they're doing it. And once again, when you get into this mode of life, it's very, very hard to recover yourself and to meet somebody nice and to make yourself a future and have a happy life, you know? And, you know, people need to think down the track what's happening. And life is funny. Sometimes unexpected things happen. Sometimes you find love in the most unexpected places. I found my husband, or he found me, or we found each other. And I was I thought it was interesting how you were saying yesterday how you were working your way through university and or college. And I had a job, and I was working my way through college as well. I had a job which was being a fundraising canvasser for Writing for the Disabled Association of Victoria, which has always been, the Writing for the Disabled Association has always been a favourite charity of mine. I like horses. I do like horse riding. It's a very great shame to me that I won't ride again. But it's always been a favourite charity of mine. And, you know, I met my husband when I was door knocking in collecting donations as an official collector for the Writing for the Disabled Association. You know, so I wasn't expecting for that to happen. But that was karma in a good way, that we had multiple past lives together and that we were two souls that were more or less destined to meet each other. This is it. But usually you there has to be a bit more planning put into a life than that. Usually it doesn't just happen, and you've got to look at this with your young people as well, with who they are going to spend their lives with. And I think it's important for parents to have an input. Does that make
we'll be right
sense?
Back. Yep, we'll be right back.
Yep.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes,
Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. Gwyneth said a couple things that I wanted to make a couple quick comments about. One, you talked about sabotaging one's future, the blue-haired brigade. So I know a gal who was married, had a few children. Her husband decided that he wanted to join the other team. And so they got divorced. And he's living with his boyfriend. And I'm talking about middle-aged people now. So he's living with his boyfriend, and she starts putting on the pounds, dyes her hair blue, and is unrecognizable in many ways. That's one comment. Very sad. Extremely sad. Extremely sad. And another comment I wanted to make was, you're talking about sabotaging one's future. Well, when you have a child, and if you name that child Shireka, and you think that that's going to look good on a resume when applying for a job, you know, and you spell it C-H-I-R-E-K-K-E-A, or something like that, and you make up some silly, bogus name that you think is amusing, you are tending to sabotage the future of that child. Now, I'm not saying that you have to name the child John or Michael or William, but try not to make up a name that will sabotage that child's future. I got to tell you, if I were reviewing resumes to hire someone and I saw the name Shireka, I wouldn't put much credence into the worth of that resume. I just wouldn't. Now, you can call me whatever you want, but That's the facts of the matter. And I don't think I'm unique in that. So, and if I were named Shireka, I would go and change my name. I really would. Another thing I wanted to mention is that I was, and unless that's a tribal name. I mean, if Shireka is a tribal name, that's one thing. But if you just make up something that you think is really neat because you add a couple extra E's and, you know, a couple extra A's, it makes no sense to me in the long run. Okay, the next thing is when I was at the university, and I attended a very well-known university, and I think I don't plan on discussing it, but if you heard the name of it, you'd all know what it was. It's been around for, I don't know, close to 150 years. It's very well-known. When I worked there, it was in a city. It was a fairly large city. And I wanted to know more about radio. I was fascinated with how radio worked, and I wanted to learn more about it. So I volunteered to work for the radio station, the college radio station. And the antenna on the college radio station was on top of the tallest building at the college, and that building was on top of a mountain. Well, I approached a company called Domino's Pizza. And I was in charge of sales for the radio station. I volunteered. I didn't get paid, but I volunteered for that. And so I went to the local pizza joint, which happened to be Domino's, and the city was brand new. Domino's was a franchise that was started in 1960. So I was there in the early 70s, so they've been around about 10 years or so. So I went to the pizza joint, and I said, hey, how about we do this? How about we do an advertising campaign for you? And sixth call into the station gets a free pizza. What do you guys think? And they thought, oh, yeah, pizza's $3, $4. No big deal. Yeah, let's do it. So we produced the commercials. We ran them. And we only did it for one day. And the reason is that the sixth call to the station was a guy listening 75 miles away. So that guy was gone all night, right, just delivering one pizza. So they said, look, we can't do that because we can't discriminate on how far we're going to go. If a guy calls in from, you know, 150-mile round trip, well, we got to bring in the pizza. So we're not going to do that anymore. But I just want just a couple quick comments I wanted to make. But, Gwyneth, any comments about sabotaging a child's future by naming him some weird name?
Oh, boy. I would say that, yeah, that's probably a mistake. And, you know, there's a child that I know that got named a particular name and maybe didn't want that name, but the saving grace is that this particular child could shorten his name into something that would be conventional.
There you go.
Healthy.
There you go.
Live with 100% pure CBD, powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A convicted killer seen on video celebrating in his California prison cell after learning that Los Angeles County District Attorney George Gascon has issued a new directive calling for the possible resentencing of inmates.
Monday night right here in New Folsom State Facility, right here with my celly, some white lightning, the little cuffs, boom. Celebrating us going home on this Gascon direct. Oh.
Philip Dorsett and his cellmate at New Folsom State Prison, Los Angeles County District Attorney George Gascon, is being accused of favoring criminals over victims. The U.S. House of Representatives Tuesday narrowly approved legislation pushed by Democrats that would expand protections for labor union organizing and collective bargaining and amend decades-old labor laws. The bill, called the Protecting the Right to Organize Act, was approved in a 225-206 vote. The bill will change right-to-work laws in 27 states that will require all workers to pay union dues. USA Radio News.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
College basketball's March Madness kicks off Thursday, March 18th. 68 schools will determine who's the best of the best. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau has more.
Five more tickets to the big dance were punched on Tuesday night. Number one, Gonzaga, remained undefeated, taking the West Coast Conference title with an 88-78 win over BYU. Oral Roberts beat North Dakota State 75-72 to claim the Summit League's automatic bid. Drexel claimed the Colonial Athletic Championship with a 63-56 win over Elon. Cleveland State will represent the Horizon League in the NCAA tournament, taking a conference title with an 80-69 win over Oakland. And Mount St. Mary's defeated Bryant 73-68 to claim the Northeast Conference title.
Regional games will be played in Denver, Minneapolis, Memphis, and Brooklyn. The Final Four is in Indianapolis, Indiana. Driver Kevin Harvick reflects on NASCAR's work to adapt 1 year after the COVID-19 outbreak, citing positive changes coming out of a tough situation.
You know, there's just so many little things that will make us more efficient. Whether it's how we bring guests to the racetrack, how we sign in, the sheer number of people, the days we're at the racetrack. I think there's just a lot of things that happen that probably wouldn't have happened as rapidly if we weren't in this in this environment. So, you know, in a really, really bad scenario, I think we're going to come out of this with a lot of ideas and have tried a lot of things that we might not have necessarily tried if it was a normal year.
NASCAR is in Phoenix, Arizona this weekend. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot
cheetahs? You've got your
take.
When you go
to
the
for 2 seconds, during
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us. She lives in Australia, about 20 acres on a farm off-grid. Gwyneth, we are addicted to electricity. There's no question about it. I'm talking about the whole planet, almost the whole planet, especially Australia and United States and Europe, well, South America. If the electricity disappears, life is going to be absolutely miserable. No refrigeration, no insulin, no medication, no drugs, no hospitals as we know them today, no surgery under bright lights, no CAT scans, no x-rays, I mean, no automobiles. The list goes on and on and on. No refineries, no fuel distribution, no internet, no Walmart. We're doomed. What are your thoughts about that? You and I have talked about going back to the Stone Age if the grid were to go down. You want to talk about that?
Yeah, I'd love to. If anybody wanted to know what that sort of life might look like, I think that if you ended up being like the Amish or the Mennonites, you'd actually be doing pretty well, okay? To see how they live with horses and carriages and with, you know, hand tools and all of this sort of thing. But even they really do, in a way, they rely on the grid. Because the Mennonite woman and the Amish woman still go to Walmart and they get their friends to give them a lift to go to Walmart. There's things that they need that they can't manufacture on their own and they could do without them, but their lives are a lot easier if they have them. Okay, like for instance, they have kerosene in their lamps. Kerosene is a fraction of crude oil. It's produced by an oil refinery. You know, if you wanted to have a lamp and you didn't want to use an oil lamp and you didn't want to use kerosene, there are options. You could use whale oil. Good luck with getting whale oil these days. You're not going to get whale oil these days because nobody does whaling anymore except for the Norwegians and the Japanese. You could use olive oil, which costs around here for a 4-litre or 1-gallon can of olive oil costs in the range of $30. And you might go through, you know, one of those a week to light a household, you know, depending on how big your house was. You might make it stretch out to 2 weeks unless you grew your own olive trees. You can use any sort of cooking oil in a lamp, but, you know, you've got to grow something to make the oil. You just have to. You know, you could use sheep fat for making tallow candles or cattle, or, you know, fat from cattle or pigs for making tallow candles. Then you've got to run livestock. You know, you've got to think that if you don't have the grid, you've got to go back to a very primitive way of doing things, okay, even for something as simple as lighting. And I'm here, I'm actually broadcasting via Skype from my bed because it's just a lot more comfortable than sitting up on my perch that I normally sit on to, you know, use the cell phone to, you know, call. But I've got a light above me, which is a rechargeable light. It's made in China, and it's got 3 LEDs. And it's, you know, it's kind of not too bright, but it's bright enough. I can see what I'm doing. You know, I probably couldn't read by it, but if I wanted to put it up to level number 3, it's at level number 1, which will last 20 hours. If I put it up to level 3, it might last 4 hours. You know, it's a rechargeable camping light. It charges on 5 watts via a USB cable. This is it. It's a little thing. If I wasn't using that, or if I wasn't using some other type of rechargeable light or solar, everything, all lighting here is ultimately solar powered, because if I recharge it through the socket in the wall, that's solar powered. We don't have any other electricity here other than solar powered. I would have, but if none of that existed, I would have to think of making oil lamps of the kind that we used thousands of years ago. And I could do that, but then I would think, well, where am I going to get the oil? This is an example of lighting. When you're thinking of what the world is going to look, the grid is going away, and it's actually going away in some areas very quickly. You've got to think of what is life going to look like when you can't use the grid for doing what you need to do. How are you going to cook? You know, you say, oh, I've got a propane stove. Yeah, that's fine until the propane runs out. Then what are you going to do? You know, you have to think of how you're going to do things like cooking, lighting, you know, transport. Where are you going to get your food? Where are you going to get your clothes? What are you going to do for entertainment? How are you going to, you know, are you going to have entertainment? The most entertainment I have is I might play a few games with Microsoft Solitaire. Or I might read a book. It's these physical things, they're made of paper, and they kind of fold in between two covers. Sometimes I read them, you know. I think that you've got to laugh a little bit, and if you don't laugh, then you'll end up crying. But I have actual physical decks of cards as well, and playing cards. And I, you know, sometimes I just play solitaire just to entertain myself, you know. And I know how to knit. I know how to crochet. Sometimes I do that for just, you know, personal entertainment. But you know, that's the minority of my day. The majority of it is spent somehow working and somehow preparing, especially with regards to food. That is what I've been majoring on for the last few years, because I reckon that you can do just about everything else. If you've got enough to eat, you can figure out how to do everything else. But learning how to get food happening where you're not spending your entire life producing food, where the food is out there growing itself while you're busy doing other things, but you've got to get it to the point of where it is out there and growing itself. Now, with regards to, like, for instance, clothing, I've got, you know, probably enough clothes to see me through for a few years. But then I've got to think, well, what am I going to wear after that, you know? And I know that Jesus said in the Bible, don't think what you're going to eat, what you're going to drink, what you're going to wear, because look at your Father in heaven, how he clothes the grass of the field and how he feeds the birds of the air. That's well and good, okay? I believe that. I believe that God does provide, but he also requires for us to make provision for ourselves and for our family. And he says that if you don't do that, then you're worse than an infidel. And you've got to think of, you know, you've got to make plans going into the future. And I think that this has been the theme of the whole broadcast for today, is making a path for you and for your family so that you can continue to exist into the future and thinking of what life is going to be like down the track and making provision down the track and what the consequences are down the track if you don't do that, you know, or if you make stupid decisions, what the consequences are down the track if you're going to do that. Now, this might involve you going out and learning some really, really primitive skills, but skills that are going to be marketable. And probably I would advise people, if I had somebody come up to me and say, well, what do you think I should do? I would talk to them for a bit, and I would say, well, what are you doing already? And they might say, oh, you know, I'm a pastry chef. I'll say, well, it's good. Pastry chef's very good. Pies are yummy. Well, why don't you learn how to make your own pastry from scratch? Meaning, why don't you learn how to grow wheat, learn how to mill the flour to make the best pastry dough out there. And then, going into the future, when the world goes to smithereens, you'll still be making pies. That's an example of what we're getting at here. So we're not even saying go and do something completely weird and off and away from your life course that God has put you on. You know, God made pastry chefs out there. God's made barbers. Maybe you're a cutter of hair. And that's your living, a hairdresser or a barber. That's good. Why don't you go into the history of barbering and find out how people used to be barbers 300 years ago before hair clippers were invented? You know, electric hair clippers were invented. You know, find out how to do it with just scissors, or find out how to use a cutthroat razor and shave using a cutthroat razor, because people are still going to need haircuts. These are examples of what I'm talking about, of how to do things in a primitive manner. It doesn't necessarily mean banging two rocks together, although it might. If you're somebody who is a hunter, then you might want to investigate making your own gunpowder and making your own munitions, and maybe even taking up bow shooting, you know, archery, and hunting that way. I can hear music again. I'm not sure if we're... Oh, no, we're still in another segment to go.
Yep, one more segment. We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Gwyneth is with us, and Gwyneth, you mentioned the Mennonites and the Amish. Well, at the farmhouse, our cabinetry was made by the Mennonites. And they are world class. There's no question about them. However, they didn't make the hinges. They didn't make the fasteners. They didn't make the polyurethane. They didn't make the sandpaper. They didn't make the saw blades. They didn't make the diesel engine. They didn't make the belts that drive the saws. They didn't make the compressors that they use for their air tools instead of electric tools. So when we use a skill saw, they use a skill saw, but it doesn't have a power cord. It has an air hose connected to a compressor. The Amish around here do lots of construction. They use hammers, nails, conventional nails, 8-penny, 6-penny, 4-penny, 10-penny, regular nails. They don't make them. They buy them. They have buggies. The buggies have axles. The axles have grease. The axles have tires, wheels. They don't make them. They buy them. So they buy their hammers, saws, nails, compressors, diesel engines, belts. Okay, and they do it more primitively than conventional carpenter would, for sure. But they still buy just about everything. And the beams that we have in our house, they were rough sawn. They're still rough sawn. They have not been painted. They're in our house just the way they were picked up at the mill, the Mennonites mill. But when the Mennonites got the logs, they were delivered by a truck that ran on petroleum, that had gas and diesel engines and steel and rubber tires. And if you go to the greenhouse that's run by the Amish around here in Missouri, in our neck of the woods, they have a huge greenhouse operation. And the greenhouse is covered with plastic. Plastic sheets instead of glass. And it's heated with propane. And the Amish don't make the propane. They don't make the propane tanks. They don't make the plastic to cover the greenhouse. They don't make the hoops that the greenhouse is, the structure of the greenhouse. They don't make the plastic trays. And they don't make the potting soil. They buy it in bales. Plastic wrapped bales of potting soil that's probably delivered with a tractor trailer. And they buy their seeds. So when we talk about the Amish and we think that they're going to survive, the answer is maybe. and barely. They're going to do a lot better than those who are totally addicted to electricity, but they aren't going to do as well as they're doing now. Any comments, Gwyneth? And by the way, they don't make the fabric of their clothes, and they buy their clothes. They don't make their belts, and they don't make their sneakers, and they do wear sneakers.
Yep, that's it. This is it. We are all in a world of hurt. But the more detached we can get from anything from the outside world, the better off we are going to be, because very soon, and I'm talking about, you know, in some parts, you know, well, I mean, in Austin, I think they might still be having problems with their electrical and water supplies. You know, you need to either buy what you need now of a very high quality that is going to last for many, many, many years, or you need to learn how to do it for yourself. Okay. And like, for instance, I have water tanks here. They are manufactured, but they are plastic, and they will last for many, 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 many decades. You know, it's UV-resistant plastic, PVC, and the piping is, you know, agricultural piping, black agricultural pipe. Even the water pipes in the house are black agricultural pipe. I didn't set it up that way. The people who built this house set it up that way. You know, but the thing is, you've got to figure out how to either set it all up now while those resources are still available, or learn how to do it some other way, or learn how to do without. And this goes for everything, including plates, bowls, cups, saucepans, frying pans, cooking facilities, lighting facilities, heating facilities, you know. Yeah, oh my gosh, it's just absolutely mind-boggling. But a lot of it is going to go back to figuring out how to do things in a primitive way. For example, at one stage in the past, I learned how to spin and I learned how to weave. And I actually saw a spinning wheel when I was out and about today, and I was very taken with this particular spinning wheel. And I mentioned to a friend of mine, I think I might buy that spinning wheel and start spinning again. And they said, oh, well, where will you get the wool from? And I said, I've got a stockpile of wool at home already. And they went, oh, which is true. I have got a stockpile
of wool.
I can spin it. Why, gosh, end of broadcast, or God bless, and I'll see you next week.
See you next week, Gwyneth. Thank you so much.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and great with ASAP, as slim as possible.